Welcome back, everybody, to KickServeRadio.com, Tennis On Air with Andy Zoden. Very excited to be joined by Emma Doyle, who is an Australian high-performance tennis coach, but so much more than that. Emma, you have branched out in your career, and you're doing so much with regard to life coaching, I think, and using tennis as a vehicle to really help people reach their goals on and off the tennis court. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me, Andy. And yeah, you pretty much captured exactly, you know, what tennis can do for one's life. It's, you know, it's pretty crazy. If you had told me that as a youngster, that I'd be speaking and traveling internationally, you know, through the sport of tennis, it would be hard to believe. But no, you're absolutely spot on. That's a big part of what I do.
And you're going to come and do something at my club, Columbine Country Club, in May, and work with a lot of our ladies, and then hopefully some of our juniors. Some of what you're doing right now has a lot to do with social development and trying to work with boys and girls. And there's, you know, there's a big push in the female coaching community to coach women a certain way, coach men a certain way. But you and I have talked a little bit, and a lot of it has to do with identifying those differences and embracing them to basically work with boys and girls and be able to separate them, but at the same time, work with them together.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm really excited to be coming out to your club. Off the back of our conversation, I think what I certainly have been exploring and experimenting with is, of course, girl power camps and boys survivor camps. And this really intrigues me just from a, you know, a socialization perspective. Why do I do certain activities with the girls, and why do I do certain activities with the boys? And then what if I actually did them both together? And what if I actually had the kids vote on their favorite activity? So trust me, this has been a journey that I've really loved researching. On, you know, the art and science of tennis always fascinates me. And so I guess one thing that I'm really excited to be bringing to your club is Camp Connects. And, you know, as we know, with online and screen time, it's obviously, it's not going away. So, you know, my philosophy is, how do we actually embrace the online world and actually bring gaming principles into the lives of children? So that's a part of the camp. And then, of course, how do we help them communicate better? So how do we do, like, for example, some peer teaching? How do we actually get them to, you know, meet in the hotspot in doubles rather than just look like two singles players, you know, playing some mixed doubles together, and actually helping them with conversational skills? We'll be doing that, as well as a blend of the girl power and the survivor activities together, which I'm really excited about. And of course, we'll be doing some Aussie doubles tactics as well. So you know, being able to tap into this next generation and what motivates them is really what intrigues a big part of my world. And I think, you know, I've always said that there's a lot more differences within the genders than between the genders.
Uh-huh.
And honestly, in all my experience, most of it, a bit like on my TEDx talk called Unleashing Female Potential, is in the language and, you know, connecting the why and the vision, for example, when you're potentially coaching female players. Not saying that's not important to male players, but I'm just saying, you know, that might be an example of a subtle gender difference that as coaches we take into consideration, like we take in athletic ability, you know, height of the player, game style, personality, grips, swing shapes, and you know, tactical flair. So there's some of my thoughts on that topic.
Do you think nowadays, Emma, that today's coaches, the current ones, the guys that are and the girls that are really, you know, getting to the root of issues, are now, as opposed to mechanical technicians, they're more almost emotional massage therapists of the players that they're working with, and getting a player to believe in themselves, feel good about themselves, and find that inner confidence is as important, if not more, than the rigidity of grips and so on and so forth?
Well, I mean, that's definitely the lens cap through which I always begin. That's a huge part of my world. And I'll tell you the reason why. It was around about 12 years ago where I actually got out of tennis altogether, because I felt like as a coach I could only relate to about half of my players. So it wasn't until I removed myself from our sport of tennis and I learned everything I could to do with emotional intelligence, neuro-linguistic programming, human development, performance, mindset, basically that catapulted me back into our sport, because I thought, oh, wow, now I've got this knowledge that's going to help me change who I am to bring out the best of whoever's in front of me. And that's always the place that certainly the look at through which I come from. And I work with a lot of players on high performance mindset strategy, and that makes such a difference, especially, you know, I could say the higher up the tree you go in sport. However, to be really honest, some of my 3-0 ladies love anchoring and affirmation techniques to help them, you know, get through an ALTA match or whatever it might be. So, you know, I think the more everybody can benefit from the mindset skills that the elite players, athletes and coaches practice on a daily basis, then, you know, that's really going to benefit them both on and off the court. So, yeah, so I definitely believe in that.
You're going to deal with, certainly when you come to Columbine Country Club and at many of the clubs that you're going to work at and facilities that have female players that you work with, you're going to work with a lot of that 2-5 and 3-0 and 3-5 level. And you hear the word aggressive a lot on the court. I'm a big believer in being able to defend the court. What is your philosophy on what it takes for the 2-5, 3-0, and 3-5 player to accomplish their goals, if their goals are continue to move up and hit that next level? How do you see that progression just from a general standpoint?
It's a great question. And a couple of things come to mind. So first of all, what I quite often say is that when you're trying to raise your game, so let's say you are a 3-0 and you're playing against somebody that's better than you, most people, what they try and do is play even more aggressive and go for shots that perhaps they don't yet own. And this generally doesn't quite work out that well. So my philosophy is I often tell them to really understand the concepts of momentum. We talk about how to start it, how to stop it and steer it based on the score. So learning how to play to the score. So in other words, you're almost inviting the other team. You're almost trying to sabotage their game rather than trying to raise your game. So, for example, one of the big philosophies that I believe in, like when the score is level and you're like 15-all, 30-all and a deuce point, and you're trying to start the momentum in your favour, then being able to be so tough on those first four shots is critical. So rather than look to, you know, to be really aggressive and poach off that first ball, it's like being tough as nails, you know, make the serve. Obviously, if you're the return team, make the return, make the first shot and the next shot. It's like those first four balls, which we know the average length of the rally, whether you're at a professional level or either at a recreational level, the rally often, you know, is over in less than four. So I'm a huge believer in understanding how to play to the score, understanding how to sabotage your opponent's game. So making yourself tough to beat first. And then, of course, looking at from an individualistic perspective. So, of course, for some people to improve and their personality is aggressive and that's why they love to play the game, then working with, you know, with the coach to be able to play the way you want to play, that's going to help you get better. So that would be my three main takeaways on that concept.
My philosophy this summer that I've been hammering, particularly to the 2-5 and 3-0 players, is that refusing to lose starts with refusing to miss. Does it sound like you and I are on the same page on that deal?
Absolutely. The only thing I would definitely, I would just reframe it with the language, because see, language become, you know, my all-time passion. And so I would take away the words like refuse, and rather than thinking about not missing, I'd be like a rock. Make every ball, you know, high and heavy, all those types of words. So we're saying exactly the same message. The only thing that I would tweak to embed in that subconscious, of course, is the concept of, you know, I am tough to beat. So it might be a little affirmation.
Sure.
Combined with, you know, just that thought of making it, you know, those first four shots. Even if that's an eight ball rally, like four shots on your side of the court, so not just two shots, and then, you know, embedding that in their ability so that they feel like when the score is 30 all, or when it's a break point or a game point, they're able to convert, because, you know, as we know, unless you can win 2 points in a row in our great game, then yeah, you're going to come second in the match.
Based on what I'm hearing from you, I can certainly see why you and Jeff Salzenstein work so well together and why he speaks so highly of you. Emma, we are so excited to have you out at Columbine Country Club, but let's just say that somebody that's listening would like to reach out and get a hold of you and maybe create a similar situation where you come to their club and spend a day or two or customize. Because one of the things that I liked about talking with you and Tina Samara was the fact that you guys are so willing to do what the club asks. It's not just, you know, one package, one way. You kind of, you know, hear the pro out and say, well, here's what we'd like to do. Well, then we'll give you that. Talk to us about how we can get in touch and arrange that with you.
Yeah, and certainly info@emmadoyle.com.au is the email address to reach out to. And just to, you know, definitely put it out there that I'll always begin from, you know, what are your biggest challenges with your members or your players, or whether that be, you know, I love working with honestly the whole spectrum, from juniors right through to adults, through to elite or beginner, and then tailoring workshops and programs to really bring out the best in your coaching staff, so coaching coaches. And I do that by leading by example. So through the members, then the coaches have that, you know, that real firsthand experience. So, you know, sort of walk the walk. And I really believe in that, as well as just letting people out, any other listeners out there in Denver, know that I also have a corporate program called the Power Hour, which focuses on enhancing communication, building authentic relationships, and finding real purpose. So that's a, you know, taking the all the skills and tools from high performance mindset and tennis, and then applying that into the corporate world, especially in empowering women and unleashing female potential. So that's why I'm here, and I'm excited to be here and can't wait to work with you.
She's doing things at a very high level on an international stage, both on and off the tennis court. My guest today on KickServeRadio.com has been Emma Doyle. Emma, thank you so much. I look forward to working together in the future, and thanks so much for taking the time today. I've really enjoyed it.
Pleasure. Really grateful, and right back at you.